Yeah, that was me all the time. I wrote that stupid first rap when I was like 11 or 12, because this girl living next door to me, she could rap, and I was mad. And I was like, I'm going to make up a rap, and then when she comes, I'm going to go over to her house, and I'm going to say, I got a rap. And I did, and she was like laughing at me.
Were you animated, or were you like, would you blend in the crowd?
You want to know what's so crazy? Even at that age, I put like a reggae accent in the middle of the rap. Like, so I always used to try to think, what can I do to spice it up? You know, and I tried to do that. Mm. But I was an animated person. Mm. Like, just people always used to tell me, why you be making all them weird faces? I never noticed it until we did the 5-Star Chick video. And I saw it for the first time. And I was like, what am I doing? And it was weird because I couldn't stop. I was trying to stop, but I couldn't. Yeah.
What age did you think I could do this for a career? And who were you looking at?
I think I probably played Jay-Z every day of my life.
Really?
Just loved the diversity. You know, you can make a record that was, you know, Hard Knock Life and then Song Cry. And, you know, just being able to talk about anything and sound intelligent and don't lose your swag. I was very impressed with that. Mm. And, of course, Biggie and, of course, Kim and Fox and Remy. And, you know, I had so many people that I looked toward to kind of paint the picture of the hood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being from New York, I couldn't wait to see those videos and, you know, what they were doing.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper. And I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. People are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman's revenge is for Kim.
You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you gotta be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know. I think people get me mistaken with like a real Barbie. They forget where I'm from. And if I have to revert back, I can and I will. So don't get it, don't play with me. You know, it's one of those moments when you say, don't play with me. You know, because I respect you. I love you. I've said it in every interview time and time again. And if that's not good enough with you, mama, then it's something deep rooted in you. You need to get your, something is bothering you inside. That's your insecurity bothering you. It's not Nicki Minaj. It would have been any girl that started popping. You know, she picked a fight with Foxy, then she picked a fight with Eve, then she picked a fight with Remy. Now it's, you know, then it was Miss Wallace, then it was Nicki Minaj. Every time you in the news, it's because you getting at somebody. Where's your music? You know, put your music out, and when I see your name on Billboard, that's when I'll respond to you. Other than that, goodbye. It's Barbie, bitch.
She just ran.
And that doesn't take away from the respect. You know when a mom gotta beat you and she be like, it hurts me more to beat you than it hurt you? It doesn't take away the love that I have. It doesn't take away, you know how, because I'm a realist.
Because you say those are the people that she's one of the people that you came up listening to. Did it hurt your feelings?
It hurt.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your feelings.
It hurt my feelings because I remember I saw her on the tour with Wayne. And I had been hearing, you know, back, you know, in the business, people talk behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I remember I ran into Foxy, and Foxy said, why you keep on giving props to Kim? She don't like you. She was like, the girl be dissing you, like, when, you know, in conversation. And I said, I'm so much of a, like, diehard. I was like, until I hear her say something about me, I'm going to continue paying my respect to her in my interviews. And that's what I did. I kept on doing it. That's why everybody came out and said, Nicki always shows you love. Like, what are you talking about? So when I saw her at Wayne's concert, she performed with Keisha. She came into our dressing room. She went and used the bathroom and stuff. And I stopped her. I was like, you know, I want to make sure everything is cool with us because I'm a fan first, you know. Is everything good? Yeah, everything good. We good. Hugs and kisses. Can I take a picture with you? I love you, you know? This is somebody that I looked at highly. We took a picture, everything was good. But you wanna know what scares people? Success. When you don't make moves and when you don't climb up the ladder, everybody loves you because you're not competition. When you become competition, did people start?
So
I felt like you're gonna go down in history now as a sore loser, as opposed to going down in history as the queen. Because if you can't beat them, join them. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. You don't have to feel the need to put somebody down and make yourself feel better. I see people do things all the time that I think, they remind me of Nicki Minaj. But it's like, do you, honey? It's like we all take from each other. That's why I did a record on Pink Friday called Here I Am. And as I said, like, nothing is new under the sun. You know, when you see Gaga, you see Madonna. But Madonna never hated on Gaga. Why in the black communities we gotta hate on each other instead of saying, thank you for showing me love. Thank you for, you know, like keeping my name alive. You know, the same way she opened doors for me, I'm now opening doors for her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because nobody was even playing your music and you damn sure couldn't get an interview to save your life. But now you getting interviews, and every time you do an interview, they asking you about Nicki Minaj. So it's like we help each other. You know, that's the point. We're helping each other. But if you are bitter, get a life.
Did you just adjust in your seat?
I had to adjust. When you finish talking and you put somebody in their place, then you adjust. That's a girl thing.
Well, I think we should go to the next song now. I think we all need to take a deep breath. Gather ourselves.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I didn't mean to kill you guys with talking about that.
I think we're going to have a fantastic time tonight.
Yeah, me too.
All right, and of course, we're going to get into the next song off the album, which is Fire. Yeah.
No. Fly.
You want to switch?
Let's do Fly. Featuring Rihanna. We have it, you guys?
You're so bossy.
I know. No, because they want to hear that one, right, you guys? I know.
Yo, and then you're going to drag them into this?
They are the ones that decide.
Fine. We're going to play Fly featuring Rihanna off of the album. It's Pink Friday.